Hello and welcome to the IAA Mobility Visionary Club. We are here at IAA at Messe Munich. It's a very special edition and I'm so pleased to be here with you. My name is Sarah Harmon. I'll be your host today and I'm going to bring up our guest in just a second. Today we have with us here the Vice President for Strategy, Business Development and Customer Care at a little company you may have heard of here in Bavaria, BMW. Please welcome Zoran Holtz. He's going to give us a little keynote and then we're going to chat. Zoran, come on up.
Great to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Now, you're working in customer care. So give us a few thoughts about that and then let's dive into the topic together.
Yeah, so first, thank you for the invitation. It's really a pleasure to talk about something different than just cars.
I agree.
The IAA is completely about product launches and the cars, but...
And also about bikes. Come on, I had a couple of bikes over on the main stage.
Yeah,
yes, it is very car heavy.
And we truly believe that this is important, but you know, especially the selling phase is, of a car is short and the usage phase of a car is really long. Mm. So, and we truly believe that customer support is a crucial part of our business and a vital for our current business and the future. And it's so important because it's a major contributor to our group margin, but even more important for our dealers and, of course, for our customers. We have more than 35 million customer interactions on a yearly basis with our customers in service. And every contact, at least, is a chance to build trust, to build up loyalty, to really engage with the customers and to make them feel safe and really enjoy the Freude am Fahren, which we claim is
the joy of driving.
Joy of driving, yeah, and it's really our competitive advantage.
And so, I want to stop you just for a second. For anybody who's watching who doesn't know, or maybe just woke up and is getting their head clear, what is customer support? What do we mean by that when we say that?
That's a really good question because we also internally moved on from the typical after-sales business to we call it customer support and customer care. Yeah, because we think for decades we communicated our after sales business with, let's say, pictures of technicians and our capabilities in our service outlets to really repair cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to be honest, we are a premium brand, and of course this is the customer expectation. Yeah, and we think the customer know that our really committed and really really good dealerships worldwide and dealer network are able to repair cars. And also the customer expectations evolved over the past years. Privately, we have a lot of digital interactions with a lot of brands. We see that the capabilities of the cars evolve. And that's why we also said we need to stay ahead of the curve and not just rely on the success of the past. And then we looked at what defines such a, let's say, interaction and what does the customer expect from us. And that's how we developed and also what our service promise stands for. For every BMW customers, we say, relax, we care. It's just three simple words, but it's...
Relax, we care.
Relax, we care. And this is...
God, that sounds nice.
It's a strong message, right? And for let's say, it's a big ambition. And for 35 million customer interactions, it's also hard to fulfill always. But the ambition needs to be there.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, very important. And that's why we also internally... We moved on from the typical after sales division to a customer support and customer care division. And it's also for our people to really understand we put our customer in the middle of all the things we do. So we build our cars around our customers, but also our services. And in the heart of it, it's our initiative proactive care. Because with proactive care and the capabilities of the cars, we can introduce and now show a more forward-thinking way of interact with the customer based on what the car tells us, the car's demands. Yeah, we can contact the customer even before a problem occurs. This is really
an example of that. Like, what does that look like? I'm driving my BMW. How does proactive care come into my experience?
There are different pillars. Yeah, when you talk about proactive care, we have three main pillars. It's proactive contact, it's convenient journey, and it's excellent execution. What does proactive contact mean? So our cars are equipped with a lot of sensors and a lot of technical stuff, which helps us to really see if something happens with the car, if there's an accident, maybe the battery health status is changing even before you would see it or feel it on your wheel. Of course, if you have an accident, you see it. And then if it is a strong accident, roadside assistance will help you. Mm-hmm. But maybe if the maintenance is coming, the next one, or maybe something with the brakes or the fluids will happen, we will detect that. We can even predict that with the technique we have. And then give you a really tailored informations about it. Yeah, be it in the My BMW app, or with email, or if it is needed, or a workshop visit is needed, then your preferred dealer can call you, or the roadside assistant teams, if it is really urgent, will call you and then talk with you about the next steps. And it can be that we help you directly on the street. Yeah, so we have new techniques with remote diagnosis to really identify what the issue is and then directly solve it via remote software upgrades or steps you have to do in the car and you can go on. It's much better than to be a tout. Yeah, it's a very good experience and we have very good feedback from our customers. And also to receive a message, okay, your next maintenance visit is due, please visit us. And then you have the second pillar, convenient journey. So it's with BMW, we are always talking about, let's say, the power of choice. You know that from the cars. Yeah, so maybe you want to buy a combustion engine or a BEV. We serve what you want to drive. And the same is true also for service interactions, because we have a lot of customers and myself, I'm also doing a lot of stuff directly via chat and want to prepare everything, be it a dentist visit or whatever, online to be so that it is prepared everything, and because I'm busy and that I can go in and out very quickly. So and this is something we also want to achieve with our convenient journey in proactive care, to offer you, of course, a digital journey where you can receive the message, you can directly do an appointment in my BMW app, be in contact with your dealer or whatever. You would get completely transparent all the costs which are maybe coming with the visit. And then you can, if everything is prepared, you come in the dealership, you just have to drop your key, you can take the replacement mobility, and I'm out again and able to have my meetings. And in the evening, then I will receive during the day the state of my car. If something additional happens, they would ask you if they should repair it. And then at the end of the day, you can pick up your car and really easy. But you're, of course, also, and it's the power of choice, to visit us physically. Yeah, because some people have time or they love to interact directly with the service consultant and maybe also using the time to look for a new car and all the stuff. And that's why we also completely revise our dealerships currently in another big project to really improve processes there and to make it also from the look and feel much nicer and in a new modern way, how to present cars and how to do the service appointment. And this is really, I think, a forward-thinking way to interact with you as a customer, to give you the possibility to use our digital journey, but also visit us physically and directly have a longer discussion with the service assistants or enjoy your time in the dealership.
Well, that sounds delightful. And I feel like Relax We Care is just like, I can feel myself exhale and like my blood pressure drop a little bit. you've talked about what this is doing for the customer. Maybe can you walk us through a little bit more of the concrete benefits of proactive care? What's in it for me, the customer, but also for the car? Because I imagine it's quite good for the vehicle to have this regular maintenance. I am guilty sometimes of when that light comes on being like, oh, I can go a little further. You know, what? So give us a little bit more of a sense of the concrete benefits, if you would.
You are completely right. So from a car perspective, is of course beneficial if you have the maintenance checks regularly. Yeah, so that we can make sure that everything is on track and so you are safe on the street. And also from a customer perspective, you don't have to set an appointment for this. You don't have to think when is the next service visit or sometimes maybe you also, if a traffic or a light is occurring in your car, what is it? Is it important or not?
Because they're not all like, I know some are urgent and some are like,
exactly.
It needs to be done, but it's not.
If something like this happens, we will contact you in a more urgent date and directly. And if not, then okay, drive on, but maybe in the next weeks visit a dealer to check your tire status or your battery status or whatever. And this is gives the customers a good feeling about the the status of the car, and we want them to feel safe on the street. And of course, the other thing is to be more efficient in the way we talk to each other. So to be really fast and have a direct interlink into the dealer systems to do the appointment, to get good informations directly within my phone on my BMW app to see what the status of a car is. There were huge leaps in the past years in these techniques, and it will just go on like that.
I'm curious, Soren, because in the past, I feel like automakers have aimed for as many physical touch points as possible with the customer. What gave you the confidence to say, you know what, we're going to do something actually really different?
Yeah, we see that, and this is also the feedbacks the customer gave us, that the expectations are changing because we in our private life, we experience that. So customers, we see different, let's say, archetypes of customers. Some of them interact with us the old way, and we are happy to, what I said, to invite them in our dealerships and to spend time with us. Some of them also want to work during the waiting time within our dealerships, and others just want to have short interactions always. Also, in the case of just a question which you have, just want to have a quick answer. And we are used to chat everywhere, a lot of people, especially the younger ones, and then directly ask AI chat or whatever in a self-care modus to get a quick answer. And with a proper solution for a topic, this is something which we saw and get the feedback what is required by customer and customer expectations. And that's why we spend a lot of time there to improve that and to deliver really the best customer experience in all the different ways you can interact with us and visit us at the dealership.
And what's the customer feedback been so far? Do people like this?
It's really good, really good. So we see, also we have the Net Promoter Score and customer feedback, of course, after every touch point we have with the customer. And we see really if a customer experienced proactive care features or the proactive care process and it worked, that we receive a better Net Promoter Score at the end and not just on a small margin. It's really appreciated by the customers. And we also receive very positive verbatims from them if they had even a roadside accident and there was direct help. What I mentioned in the beginning, if you can drive on and your journey is not really interrupted in a long term because you have to drive with a towel car to a dealership, it's a really... this is something, even if you have a negative, let's say, negative situation because an accident is not nice, to be honest, or break.
Of course, yeah.
And it's like going to a dentist, yeah? So you have something with your teeth and you have pain there. But if the whole process is very smooth and you go in fast, they are very kind, and then you have your treatment and afterwards everything felt really good because it's done. And in a perfect manner, and was a good customer experience, that helps a lot. So, and we received really positive feedback, and I don't know, it was just a few weeks ago, we received a very positive feedback for a roadside assistant accident, and the customer wrote, "I will never leave BMW because of the good and fast help that he received."
I can totally believe that, because I feel like as humans, we remember how people treat us when we're vulnerable. And it means that much more when you're like, I actually need the help now. It's not just like a nice to have. It's totally necessary. Soren, what are the prerequisites? Is this available to every customer?
It's available to every customer who buys a new car and the last generations of cars, because all the cars are connected. There are some prerequisites for sure. So you need to have or download the My BMW or My Mini app, so that you are connected with us. You have to give us consent for the data usage of the car, is for sure. And we need your preferred dealer, your phone number and your email address. And that's all. Because we need to ensure that we can reach out to you if something happens. Yeah, so I think it's also why a lot of people use that and give us the consent, because they understand the purpose of it.
And they're getting something.
They are getting something.
Yeah, they're not just giving.
And the good thing is, it's free of charge.
Yeah.
You get it with every car, and you are getting the proactive care capabilities, and of course our service promise, Relax, We Care. This is really something what is a big step towards customer centricity for us.
And Soren, you made a big announcement here at IAA regarding proactive care. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it was one of the puzzles which now come together, and we already had it in place for the BMW cars, and now we introduced on the, I think, 20th of August, we had a big announcement that now proactive care is also available for Mini. And we are introducing now proactive care also to the smaller segments.
Okay.
And also a Mini customer can now benefit from all the nice features proactive care offers. Mm. And of course, all our dealers worldwide for BMW and Mini are equipped to handle it in a perfect manner.
Well, that's exciting news for all the Mini drivers. I'm curious, we've heard so much this year at the IAA Mobility about AI, generative AI. How are you integrating that into customer care? You mentioned a little bit, maybe it was in the chats. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's true, yeah. And it's, of course, a topic every company deals with currently and looks into what will be the future. And nobody's really sure how it will look in 5 years in the future. But we already see benefits out of the usage of AI. So I mentioned already the self-care topic we introduced in many countries, and many will follow this year, AI chat on our website and in my BMW app. So you can ask there, and the knowledge management behind and the knowledge behind is, of course, perfectly the use case is perfect for AI to give you really proper answers. And our experts make sure that the answer from BMW is the really right one, especially if it is a technical question and not just from, let's say, using other AI chats where they look on forums or something like this. And it's not the approval by BMW that the technical solution maybe is the right one. So this is something we see, and we have very positive usage rates and developments and very positive feedback. And the nature of the thing is, and the beauty of it, it will just be better in the future. Now we learn from the interactions and it will just be better. And we also have use cases for our technicians. Mm. The cars are so complex, and we have a lot of, let's say, patterns we see or failure pictures, let's say, which require different steps in the car repair. And you can easily now also as a retailer chat with let's say a technical support AI, which helps you to find the right steps and the diagnosis for what maybe happened in the car, and it makes it faster. Because you will find much easier the right solution. You don't have to try it with trial and error, what often is the case. And that helps a lot to also the customer that the car is available much faster.
So, and I'm conscious that we're coming to the end of our time. So I'm going to ask you in one sentence to give me, in 5 years, what do you want the average customer to be saying about BMW's customer care and after sales project? In a sentence, if you can.
In one sentence.
Or two. I'll give you two.
Okay. I truly believe that in 5 years, we still speak about Relax, We Care, our service promise. And I'm confident that really all customers also appreciate that and would sign off that BMW delivers on that. Mm-hmm. And it's completely not related to how the technique evolves because it's about the people. Mm. It's about the people who do the stuff and how they interact with you, and they have the right mindset and they will deliver the best customer experience during the usage phase in the industry.
I cannot think of a better place to leave it. Søren Holtz, thank you so much for being with us and sharing some of your thoughts from BMW today.
Thank you very much for having me.